Okay, so I just walked by the upper playground, which is a clothing sort of store. They sell t-shirts mostly. And then I was like, oh, that's the place that the Portland Mercury had an ad for their new t-shirt, available only at Upper Playground. I didn't really know where it was. I didn't really give a shit. But it seemed like a pretty big deal. And I just walked by it. It was just another store. A couple of doors down from what used to be Backspace, which is gone. I don't know what happened to that. I don't know if it moved or went out of business or what. There's buses going by and there's an incredibly attractive girl. Maybe not. She's getting less attractive as she gets closer. She kind of looks like Danny DeVito. Okay. There's a store next door to this place that I don't even know what it is. I've never heard of it. Sean Haymack Gold Bank Sketches. What the fuck is that? And it says 200 original, one of one prints, individually hand pressed in gold. So he basically takes like gold, does a one of a kind print. And they're not very good. They look like something out of R. Crumb, which is cool, but I'm not paying for it in gold. You know what I mean? It's like, haha, look at that. That guy's tongue is hanging out. $700. Whoa. Wow. All right. So anyway, the moral of the story is advertising makes you think things are cooler than they actually are. Because you first see the picture of the shirt and you see it in an ad and it's in a magazine that's like published and it's in color and it's in print. And you're like, whoa, what is this? And then you actually get to the spot and it's like kind of the hardcore part of Chinatown where there's like dudes walking around talking to themselves in Air Jordan jackets. But really, I'm a dude walking around talking to myself. Moral of the story is, that when I saw the ad in the magazine, it looked like an American Apparel fashion show after party. And now, you know what it looks like? Hot Topic.
Transbordo los trenes de la línea azul, de la línea verde y de la línea roja, caminando una cuadra al este. Por favor, use siempre los cruces peatonales y mire hacia ambos lados antes de cruzar las vías.
That's not true at all. The house was always clean when I lived there. And she, yes, you're right, she can't cook, but that doesn't mean she won't be able to cook.
Moral of the story is, advertising is trying to trick you. As if you didn't know that. This is a moral from the 40s. Just so you know, Joel, them's advertising is trying to trick yous.